Hey, good morning. This is behavioral scientist Tinola Oliver, and thank you so much for joining me in the Making of the Mogul radio show, where the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately, baby. One moment. All right, I only have a few moments to talk with you this morning, and as usual, I want to talk about the literary work that I created on the lived research study of media mogul Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. And often I attempt not to intersect or interject my faith into my business podcast for an attempt that people of all walks of life have the ability to connect to this platform on a business in the mode of doing business. But every now and again, I feel the poking and the prodding just to lead from a perspective of where my faith comes from. And I've been in prayer, right? And I've pulled away from a lot of social media platforms. I think I've done a pretty decent job at building a private network to interact with my client base. And so I've pulled back some from social media because it's just a huge time. I don't want to say a time waster because I enjoy connecting with people on social media, but it can be very time consuming. And so I've found ways to connect with people who have an appreciation and some sort of affiliation with my platform and how to connect with them every day. And I do that through my subscriptions. And so they receive shout outs and affirmations and have the ability to peer in on what my research topics happen to be at the time and what that research looks like. And so, as I've been in a space of meditation and thinking and meditating on the word, it brought me back to the book Outliers, because Outliers really is a inspirational literary work that is a reflection. There's not a lot of faith-based statements. I think maybe there may be one Bible verse in the book, but it is a reflection of my faith, right? And who I am as a believer, right? And so as I've been thinking and meditating on the word and this next shift, right, that is occurring just in business spaces, period. And I think I'd like to think that my platform and ELA, the foundation, has been a proponent in the shift that is taking place in business markets, right, throughout this nation and throughout this particular region, where people have a intentionality for authenticity and for authenticity and just the fruitfulness of a joyful and a happy individual, right? That people have this this longing within them in marketplaces to want to be drawn towards the things that feel authentic to what's right and not necessarily feeding the hunger for greed and willing to do anything and everything to see themselves in particular spaces, right? For whatever reason. And so one of the things that I often receive some resistance as it relates to the topic of Curtis 50 Cent Jackson is that he was, right, he was in the street at some point. He was involved in illegal activity at some point. But this man has had, what, 25, 30 year successful entertainment career, right? And so he's been legally producing an income for his life much longer, right? Three times longer than the short amount of time that he was producing illegal income for his life. And so that is the part that I chose to focus on. I think one of the fragments of society, and when I say fragments, I mean that intentionally, right? Fragments, one of the places where the breach has occurred in society, and communities and people and families have been fragmented, is that we have a tendency to lean into people's weaknesses versus building and focusing on their positives, right? Like what are their strengths, right? What do they bring into an environment that adds positivity to that environment, right? And so I thought about, there's a Bible verse that says, signs, miracles, and wonders follow those that believe. And so the book of Outliers is about the differentiator of what rests on our lives when we lead a life that is intentionally faith-based. And a lot of people don't see Curtis Jackson as a faith-based individual. But as I've examined his life and examined the beginning phases of his life and the progression of his life throughout his career, the one proponent and advocate that I've found in his life is faith, right? And that started with his grandmother and being raised in church. And so as I also examined various events of his life, I, again, examining him as an outlier, not with intentionality, but that is what the data, presented once I had completed the lived research study of his professional life, which made me have to look at the beginning years of his life, like what type of environment did he grow up in? What were the persistence tools? What did he have in his toolbox as a maturing adult, right? And faith was one of those things. He just does not, he doesn't carry his faith on his sleeves. But when I look at various interviews that Curtis 50 Cent Jackson was in, you hear faith language, right? It's not in the terminology. It's not in biblical terminology, but it's definitely language that is faith-based, right? And I the thing about outliers and about the subject matter here as it relates to Curtis 50 Cent Jackson is that the signs were there, right? The signs were on his life. The attack against his mother was evil and demonic, right? Unfortunately, his mother did not survive that. But when I look back at the single mother proponent, right, the subject matter of the single mother and how some women have been forced, right, into divorce by a system, whether it was a the economic systems of this world that break families apart. And when I talk about the economic systems of this world, I'm referring to unemployment, underemployment, low wages, the social economic barriers, right, that sometimes tear families apart and separate the nature of wife and husband and wife, right, that places women in a single mother status, right? It is an attack against the family and an attack against the children, right, involved. And it is literally pure evil, right? But the sign was that it occurred to Curtis Jackson at a young age and he survived it, right? The sign was survival, that he survived it. He survived the intentionality of the evil, right? And as we look at various stages of his life, there were signs. Not only was he a survivor, but the element of thriving was on its way. And those various events of his life built up a muscle of resistance to the evil components and evil nature that targets certain demographics of people, right? And those various demographics of people can be different, right? Dependent on the environment. Remember, not only have I conducted a live research study on Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, but also many others, including Donald Trump. And so when I say demographics of individuals and the intentionality of how society targets specific individuals, it may be people of social status, it may be people of influence, it may be socioeconomic targeting. Like there are different, in research, there are different samples of individuals, particularly right now. I am talking about the targeting of family and the targeting of single mothers. And, but the sign was that Curtis 50 Cent Jackson had the propensity, the muscle reflex and the resistance or resilience to these various events that occurred in his life. And the sign was survival. And it made me think about a story. And to be honest, I did not think about this until yesterday. I remember my son, this is when he was in private school. And he's been in private school like 90% of his educational journey. And when he was in private school, coincidentally, I'm a scientist, so I love science educators, science teachers. They have a special place in how I see educators, because it really takes math and science. It really takes a special instructor to spark the interest, the love, and the passion of math and science in the mind of a student. And prior to this particular year in my son's educational journey, he had the same science teacher 2 years in a row, and I absolutely just loved her. The way that she kept the students just really involved in the nature and the understanding and the theoretical unpacking of the subject matter of science. Now, this particular year, there was a she was a fairly young lady, and she hadn't been teaching for that long, but that wasn't the issue. The issue was is that she had brought some of her biases into the classroom. And it wasn't so much that she did not care for my son. She did not care for me. And at this time, I was a single mom. And this is a religious environment. And so I don't know if it was the bias of me experiencing divorce, or if it was the bias of me being an African American woman, or if it was the bias that is associated with African American women who have platforms, right? And appear to be very vocal, right, about their opinions. And because there is some stigma associated with that as well. And so my son was one of her students, and he was in class one day, and his elbow hit the desk. And he said his elbow hit the desk so hard that it like sounded out in the classroom, and that the teacher was very upset by it. And the way she reacted, he felt like she over-responded. And he responded back like, darn, it was a mistake. I hit my elbow. It was a mistake. But what I think about now, when I think about the unpacking of outliers in this subject matter, is that in this journey, while we are human beings, when you have the layering of anointing and prayer upon your life, there are moments in your life, such as Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, where the Lord will release and unleash a sign in an environment to people who are enemies of your destiny. And I think the reason why that teacher was so offended by the accident of his elbow hitting that desk is that somehow her spirit interpreted that as a sign, right? It was her natural response in this environment to interpret that as a sign. And beyond a shadow of a doubt, my son is layered in prayer for the rest of his life, right? I've been praying for my children of my womb way before they entered into the earth realm. Before there was a seed in my womb, I was already praying for my children. And so that layering is on his life, right? And so I think she probably interpreted that as a sign that she needed to stop agitating my son, or or picking on him, right, in this educational environment. And and so when I talk about the lives of outliers, I think it is important for us to understand the way that we determine and differentiate day-to-day people from these outliers that have this this special gifting of faith, right? Layering their lives. It's almost like a tooth that has an abscess, right? There's signs that the body will exude to send a warning to the faculty or the office of the mind that says there is something that is going wrong with this particular tooth, and that is associated in various ways. And that is sometimes that's pain in other parts of the body, right? That are indicative of what's going on with the tooth. Very seldomly does the rotting of the tooth or the decay of a tooth start with the tooth. Like typically there is some sign within the body that's not even associated with the tooth, right? Particularly when we're talking about abscess, and I'm not a dentist, but you all know that I have a, like I am obsessed, right, with teeth. And so, which is coincidental because I haven't been able to find us a decent dentist in some years. And so, and so there is these signs, right, that are associated with the abscess that warn the body, right, that something is going on with the tooth. And because of the nerves in the tooth and how they're connected, right, with the nervous system and things of that nature, the signs unpack in ways that only someone such as a dentist or a physician will be able to recognize prior to the actual abscess having these effects, right, in the body. And so thank God for professionals and people that are skilled and trained to do what they do, right? And so as it relates to outliers, right, it is so important for outliers to be surrounded by people who understand the gifts and the talents and the abilities and the brand of the individual. And I'm wrapping this up because I have to get ready for my day. And so, for example, I've mentioned that I've attended certain events with this will probably have a part two to it. Certain events with Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. And one of the things that I've noticed about him is that the people in his life and the people that he surrounds himself with, while they probably have not been able to articulate that he is an outlier, they recognize the differentiation of what rests on his life and who he is to his brand and to his industry versus other people. And because they recognize that, not only do they handle him differently, but they handle people who present themselves as enthusiasts of his brand and of his artwork in ways that is different and that is essential to building his brand. And I think I mentioned before, Dr. Dre, Eminem, they had to recognize him as a differentiator to push his brand above and beyond their brand without no jealousy and without any envy, right? Like that takes a certain type of leadership and camaraderie and organizing, right? And in addition to the gatekeepers, the doorkeepers for his events, they all carry this very evident posture, right? That they are to be cordial and respectful and engaging. And it reminds me of like my son and I and how hospitable we are and how we don't meet strangers and how people that meet us feel like we invite them in like family, right? That is the energy that you feel when you attend Curtis Jackson's events and when you interact with the people that work with him, right? He's very intentional about handpicking the people that he decides to work with. And I just want to remind people this morning who own a business or run an organization that it is so essential that you have the people that answer the phone, that sit at the front desk, that they are individuals who present themselves, the organization, and your leadership in such a way that it's unbiased, that it's compassionate, and that it's professional. And the sign, right, that it's not is complaints or people, situations that arise, right? Have you ever been into a business and you walk in and it's always chaotic at the front desk or there's always some energy at the front desk, right? It is so important to have the gatekeepers and the doorkeepers to your organization, the people, the frontline people who answer the phones and interact with the people, to have your spirit, right? And that is of compassion, integrity, and a duality for wanting to do right and not to do evil, because not only is it a representation of your organization, but it is also a representation of you, right? And in the church, for instance, like when a leader has an armor bearer or a deacon or a minister, sometimes the things are targeted at the leader because they don't realize the things that the gatekeeper has been doing that has been offensive. And there are signs and warnings, just like there's signs and warnings as it relates to that tooth abscess. And I just want to encourage you today to always keep good people around you, right? And to try people by their spirit to ensure that they represent your brand and your organization in such a way that there is no bias, no prejudice, no targeting of specific demographics of individuals because of the lens and the perspective by which they see themselves. And so that's my talk for today. If you have not ordered the book Outliers, the reviews that I've received from people that I've attempted to receive a foreword from has been phenomenal. And it is one of the best literary works. I think this is either my 9th or my 10th book that I've written. And it's taken 9 or 10 times for me to get it right. And I hope that it is a blessing to you the way that it's been a blessing to me in creating it. And it is my gift to the world in the area of behavioral science and how outliers such as Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, how their professional lives have offered to us a blueprint in which that we don't duplicate the events of their life, but we duplicate the process in order to get to places where they are. And thank you so much for aligning your lives with my life strategically and taking this journey with me. And may the spirit of excellency and people who have a spirit of good and not of evil make their ways to your life. And may the shadow of darkness that attempts to show up in the life of those who carry the light of goodness and the light of the Lord, may the angels that are assigned to your life strike a match until the darkness has been burnt by the Holy Spirit. And thank you so much for trusting who I am and what I represent in the earth. And to order that book or to connect with me on talking about the book or unpacking the material in the book, you have the ability to connect with me via email at electleadershipacademy@gmail.com. And I'll also place a link in the body of this message for you to order this literary work. There is a course that I created around the blueprint of Curtis 50 Cent Jackson's professional career. When you enroll in that particular class, you have the ability to purchase the text. There is a workbook and then the actual book as well that comes with the enrollment of the class. And so thank you again. And I look forward to connecting with you until we see each other again, living the overflow. Peace.